Call this Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:19 a.m., February 22nd, 2017. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
President.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here. Next item is prayer. Congressman Maker, do that for us, please.
Your pleasure. Thoughts of Wakanda and thoughts of Wakanda, Jake. They are what they say of life. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day and thank you for this, this upcoming Easter season. So we want to give you all the praise and glory and thank you for all the blessings you bestowed upon us and all your people here. And we want you to look after our veterans wherever they may be, stateside or overseas. Keep them safe from harm, bring them back home safely to their families. Bless our children, our elders, and all our Osage people. The sick, those who are doing, having a hard time, give them comfort, Heavenly Father. These things we ask in Christ's name, amen.
Next item is approval of minutes. Please look over the minutes from February 7th.
Motion to approve the minutes from February 7th, 2017.
We've got a motion made by Congressman Tillman. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Maker. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is travel. I believe we have a couple items of travel on here. The first item of travel I'm looking at is for Speaker Pratt to attend the United Osage Southern California Gathering, April 28th to April 30th.
I have something.
Yes, Congressman Edwards.
I think about a year ago, we made a congressional policy that if a certain number of people wanted to go to the gathering meetings, that we would see how many people were going to go. And then we would, wanted to go, and then we would decide what an appropriate number was. You might recall that?
No, I do not recall that.
I believe it's in the policy. Anyway, did that before because we started getting in a situation where five or six or seven or eight people wanted to go and represent at the regional meeting. And it looks like we're getting in a situation here where, I suppose if no one else asks, we're at four. But we need to, we have prioritization, et cetera, and I think we need to follow that.
I'm not aware of any policy such as that. The only policy I'm aware of that we passed was in regards to Congressmen's travel during an election year. Other than that, I don't think we've addressed any other policy matters on this.
Well, we've addressed it. It made itself to the policy, Daniel, I don't know, but we've addressed it.
Do you want to go get the policy? Shannon's going to go get the policy.
Okay. Archie probably remembers. He's been on the committee a long time.
said Archie, and he just stepped out. Can you repeat your question for Speaker Pratt? She just walked in.
When we had a situation in the past where a large number of people wanted to travel to a regional gathering on behalf of the Congress, and we made either a policy or we took a vote, somehow we memorialized that the speaker would inquire. I thought that Ottawa had done this before, but we inquire how many people want to go to a regional gathering, and then more than, I think, four or five, whatever we decided, we were supposed to prioritize those people that had gone in the past, etc.
Can I weigh in on that?
Yes, go ahead, Congressman Walker.
Yeah, I recall the discussion. I think I participated in it. I don't recall in the past. Common sense type thing. If there's a meeting in Southern California in the spring, clearly Congress doesn't need to pay for, I don't know, five or six members to go out there. I'd actually consider going out to the wife of Scott Will. That's plenty of members of Congress to be out there. So. I don't recall a policy, but I do recall the discussion. Clearly, you know, more than six of us don't need to be going to Southern California to a Southern California Osages Association meeting.
Looking at the policy now, oh, go ahead, Congressman Baker.
My question is, do we have six members apply for travel? Do we have a lot of...
I think right now we have
three
on our table, but how many's already been approved?
Nobody that I'm aware of has been approved to go to Southern California. These are the only three that have applied.
Alice was approved.
That's right. Alice was approved. She's flying from New Mexico in and coming and going back to New Mexico that same day.
So Alice has been approved, and then we have one.
Three today.
What I'm reading in the policy and procedures handbook, it says, in consultation with the members of the Congressional Affairs Committee shall determine a reasonable number of members who should attend. In the case of travel, the interested members who have utilized the least amount of travel funds for a given fiscal year shall be given priority to attend. So we have three on the table now being requested. One already been approved. Mm-hmm. Will you be attending as well, Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, I am planning on attending, but I think if we approve people to utilize the nation's
funds, but I won't be
utilizing the nation's funds for it. What does it say something about surveying the membership?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't say how many want to go, and then we make a decision.
All it says is...
Because I don't see how
it says Congressional Affairs Committee shall determine a reasonable number of members who should attend.
Okay. I think it's probably a reasonable number.
So with six attending, did you say that's a reasonable number?
I think four is reasonable. I don't know about more than four.
I would say that... Okay, is the question here is using congressional travel funding, like if someone wanted to travel on their own dime, there would be a problem with them attending if it made them be like over the acceptable amount of members attending? Is that what the problem is here?
No, I don't have a problem with people paying their own money, but the these are our training and travel funds, and I don't think we need to pay for more than four people to go to a meeting out there. Or any meeting, I wouldn't think, except for NCAI, I wouldn't think that any meeting would, you would need to send more than four people on the nation.
So how many would you suggest for the NCAI then?
Let's focus on this California. Well, right now we have one already approved, Congresswoman Bufflehead, and we have three on the table. That will give us four that we've approved. Is the CA committee okay with four attending? Congressman Tillman.
I don't know. All I hear is I don't think, and we shouldn't, and there's nothing that says there's a definitive number.
Right.
So it really doesn't matter if anybody, who goes or how many. To me, there's not a number down. It hadn't been discussed. Now, going forward, you want to set limitations on how many can go where. Yeah, that's fine. But right now, I'm not seeing anything. So whoever wants to go, to me, it seems like if they have the money to do it and travel, that's their option to do so. That's what I think.
So then based on that comment, Congressman, do you think it would be reasonable for 10 members of Congress to go out there?
Well, if there's nothing in the policy or nothing that says that they can't, if they choose to do so, I think that's their right to be able to travel out there, yes.
So that's reasonable?
I didn't say it's reasonable. I said it should be their option to go. If there's nothing written, if there's nothing that says they can't, they want to go, then right now it sounds like they should be able to go. That's all I'm saying.
I move to approve four people as a reasonable number of Congress members representing the nation of paid travel.
We have a motion made. Do we have a second? Do you have it, Shannon?
It's a motion to approve four people as members of Congress to travel to an event.
No, to be paid, to represent Congress on paid travel. Nice. At regional gig.
Second for discussion.
Second by Congressman Walker. Now we're in discussion.
Okay, so is the motion a new policy, or is it a motion for any regional gathering, or is it just for this particular?
The way it was stated, the motion states that for any regional gathering. Is that correct?
Yes.
And no, it's not in policy.
Okay, yeah. There could be something in the future where there's a big deal going on at one of the regional gatherings, and it would be reasonable for several of us to go out there. But you know, in this case, you know, I don't. Does there really anything pertinent, or you know, any type of big deal? I'm not minimizing their gathering, but you know, it's unfortunate. What are there, five that are seeking to go out there this time?
We have one approved, three on the table today, and I believe Congresswoman Edwards will attend on her own dime. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that'll be five Congressmembers in attendance.
Okay. Yeah, that seems reasonable. And as far as that goes, if somebody wants to go out there on their own dime, that's their own business.
Any more discussion to the motion? Yeah. All right, seeing none. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
No. Motion fails.
Okay, then I invoke the policy and ask Congress to set a reasonable number as we're supposed to in policy. The CA set that number.
Congressman Maker.
I would say that 6 would be a reasonable number for future events that I have not seen the agenda for this upcoming meeting, but sometimes I know all these regional meetings invite the Congress. It's always on their agenda, wherever they're meeting, I don't care if it's Houston, Dallas, wherever. There's always a on the agenda an invitation for congressional members. So depending on the agenda, what's going on, if it's not election time, I agree with Congressman Tillman that I don't think we need to be trying to restrict the number of members of Congress that want to attend the meeting, only the ones that will be paid out of congressional funding.
Well, I agree that the Houston Regional Gathering did ask the Congress to come down, and how many people went?
That's irrelevant. It's an invitation is what we're talking about.
Well, I think if they're asking us to send a representative and we don't send one, what message does that send? Then when we turn around and San Diego asks us to send a representative, we send 10. I mean, I think the point is, they're asking us to send a representative of the nation's Congress. And all I'm saying is we need to pick a number for that that's reasonable, that the nation pays for, and then we need to try to go to these regional gatherings when they ask us.
Congressman Tillman?
How much do we get? Thank you, Mr. Chair. How much do we appropriate? $2,100 per year?
Correct.
Yes.
So this one's shoot me almost $1,400, so I've got $700 left, so I'm limited now to wherever I can go.
Right.
Yeah, so I think Congress is wise enough, smart enough to pick and choose where they want to go, how they want to go, and spend their dimes as wisely as they can. So reasonable or not, I leave it to, you know, you spend your money, and that's where you want to go, that's what you appropriated, you make the decisions.
But we didn't just appropriate it to go to regional gatherings. We appropriated it to go to training and to conferences. And if everybody keeps their money, I'm going to Southern California to a 3-hour meeting or 5-hour meeting, then we don't have any funds left over. I mean, I hear your point, and I know you haven't gone yet, so I don't have a problem with that. But for me, for example, if I keep eating up my money at Southern California and Northern California every year, I've going to any conferences, any training. So I don't understand why this problem existed. That's why we made this policy, that too many people were traveling on behalf of the nation to one place and not going to some of the other places where we're asked to represent. So I think it speaks poorly to Congress when we skip meetings and then all show up at once.
Okay, I agree, 6 might be too many for Congressmembers to attend somewhere out of state. Right now we have 5, looks like.
Well,
CA wants to look at the policy for the next meeting, we could put a number in there that we can all agree on that might be reasonable, should attend. Right now, I don't think 5 is a... I think 5 is reasonable, so, you know, I'd entertain a motion to approve Congressman Whitehorn's travel to Southern Cal.
So moved. In the amount of $1,224.68.
All right. Motion is made by Congressman Tillman for Congresswoman Whitehorn to attend Southern California in the amount of $1,224.68. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yeah. All those yeah. opposed?
No.
Mark one no. Hartman doing?
Make a motion to approve Angela Pratt's travel to Southern California for the amount of $1,379.80.
Do we have a second? Second by Congressman Maker. Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
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 All those opposed? Speaker Pratt's travel is approved. Congressman Maker.
Make a motion to approve travel for Congressman Joe Tillman to attend the Southern California Osage Gathering with the amount of $1,304.80.
Motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Walker. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? Travel is approved. I just made a note, I will look at the travel policy for the next meeting, if the CA still wants to address it. Next item is payables. First payable I have is for the Citibank in the amount of $3,807.67. Chair would entertain motion for this payment. Congressman Baker.
Motion to approve payable for Citibank credit card in the amount of $3,807.67.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Tillman. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes?
Yes. Yes.
All those opposed? The payable to Citibank is approved. Next payable I'm looking at is for legal services for Lyons and Clark in the amount of $16,532.93. If there's any questions in regards to this payable, if not, Chairman, entertain motion to pay it.
Does anybody have any questions?
Congressman Tillman.
Remember, we're in a public meeting with an attorney-client bill.
There is some. Did you hear that? This is.
Yeah, and I don't know what line I can cross here.
Mr. Gill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. General questions. We want to keep them pretty general, you know, as to specific conversations, anything that would disclose legal strategy or legal efforts, research, intent of any kind that would need to be discussed in executive session. So if it's a question as to the actual overall amount, we could probably discuss that on a limited basis. But that's about it. Otherwise, we'd need an executive session.
I would like to, if we can, and I'm not sure, but I asked Trey, he said we could go into executive session here today to discuss some of the content and some of the detail on regards to some of the billing. Because okay. I think there's some good information in here that we need to discuss.
All right.
You have to amend the agenda to add an executive session.
All right. Without objection, amend the agenda to add executive session. For proprietary information, is that correct?
Legal matters.
All right. Chair.
Second.
Chair, will entertain motion to move into executive session for the sake of discussion of legal matters.
So moved.
Got a motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Edwards. All in favor, say yes.
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 All those opposed? All right. We are in executive session. Just give us a few.